Welcome back. This is Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you're listening to the Foodie Pharmacology Podcast. This is not your typical food podcast. As a professor and medical ethnobotanist that studies wild medicinal and food plants for a living, I have so many cool things to share with you. In Foodie Pharmacology, we're going to explore the ways that humans identify, collect, create, and transform foods. We'll then examine the pharmacological or medicinal properties of foods as we discuss different species that have been integrated into different cuisines across the globe. This is going to help us better understand the food-medicine continuum as a determinant of health and well-being. Foodie Pharmacology is a food podcast built for the food curious, the flavor connoisseurs, chefs, science geeks, foodies, home cooks, health nuts, and adventurous taste testers out there in the world. In our fourth episode, we're going to investigate a delightful fruit that has some unique tricks up its sleeves. When consumed on its own, there's nothing special that really pops out at you from its flavor profile. But if you pair it with certain foods, something magical happens. That confuses my mouth. What crazy kind of pharmacology is at play here? Is it impacting my brain's ability to discern between flavors? Is it affecting my taste buds? Let's find out. In my hand, I have a little red fruit. It's about 3/4 inches long and 1/4 inch wide, oval in shape, but with pointed ends on each side. The fruit contains one seed, which is about the size of a coffee bean. The skin of the fruit is smooth and taut, with just the barest hint of squishiness when I squeeze it with my fingers. I have this in my office, in a pot near the window. Earlier today, I popped the fruit into my mouth. At first taste, there was nothing really remarkable about the fruit. But when I bit into it just a little bit and let the juices roll over and coat the surface of my tongue, I could begin to sense a kind of sparkly, tingly feeling, and gradually even a slight hint of sweetness. The real magic began, though, with some very peculiar food pairings, things like a big spoon of sour cream, or a shot of vinegar, or lemon juice, that all of a sudden became intensely sweet on contact, seriously confusing my brain. This is the magic behind miracle fruit. Are you ready to flavor trip with me? The harmful effects related to consumption of sugar and sugar-sweetened foods has been a topic of great relevance to public health. Research on potential sweetener alternatives to sugar have been an area of intense interest in both academic and industrial scientific settings. Many scientists have investigated the sweet-inducing activity of miracle fruit in hopes of developing it as a healthy sweetener alternative. But miracle fruit is not just a sweetener. The flesh of its fruit is packed with vitamin C and phenolic compounds, which give the fruit its high antioxidant capacity. In Ghana, in addition to the use of fruit pulp as a sweetener, the roots are also used to treat pains in the abdomen, and the leaves are used to treat measles. The scientific name of miracle fruit is Sinsipulum dulcificum, and it is a member of the Sapotaceae family. This is the same botanical family where we can find other delightful edible fruits like mamie, star apple, and sapote. Sinsipulum dulcificum is a shrub that can grow between 6 to 15 feet in height with dense, dark green, smooth leaves. Its flowers are white and the fruits red. While this trendy plant can be bought online today in its whole fruit, fruit extract, or even whole plant form, it has botanical origins in West Africa. The common English name of this plant includes miracle fruit, miracle berry, miraculous berry, and sweet berry. But in West Africa, where it originates, it is known as Agbayoun, Tami, Asa, and Ladidi. There's something important to note, though. The common name of miracle fruit in miracle berry is shared with two completely different plant species that also impact perceptions of sweetness in foods, Gynnina sylvestri in the Apocynaceae family, and Thalmatococcus danielii in the Marantaceae family. We'll revisit these fascinating species in a future episode. The use of Sensipellum dulcificum in West Africa was documented by a European explorer in 1725, who noticed that people often chewed the fresh fruit prior to consuming their meals, which often consisted of sour, fermented foods. Today in West Africa, the fruit is still used in similar ways to sweeten sour and acidic foods and drinks, including palm wine, and is commonly grown in home gardens. The magic behind miracle fruit is due to the presence of a unique molecule that it produces, which is aptly named miraculin. Miraculin is a glycoprotein molecule, meaning that it is a protein which contains oligosaccharide chains attached to amino acid side chains. When the fruit is crushed and held in the mouth, and its juices roll over the tongue, this molecule comes into contact with the taste buds. The two amino acid residues found on this glycoprotein then bind adjacently to sweet receptor cells on the tongue, activating them in response to the low pH of acidic foods or beverages. When miraculin binds to taste receptors situated next to the sweet receptor site, the receptor membrane changes its shape due to the presence of protons from the introduction of acidic foods. This allows the sugar portion of miraculin molecule to bind to the sweet receptor site in the membrane, yielding a sensation of intense sweetness. This is amazing because the miraculin molecule itself has no taste, but it can stimulate a sweet taste estimated to be 400,000 times sweeter than sugar. The effect lasts until the miraculin is diluted and washed away by the natural saliva that is produced in your mouth. So you may be wondering how I first became acquainted with this amazing sweet substitute plant. And it really came out of development of a class activity that I use to talk about sugar substitutes. So I teach a course called Food, Health, and Society. And one of my goals of teaching this course is to ensure that students get to experience the chemistry and pharmacology of the foods that they eat, not just through typical lecture slides, but also through taste experiments. And so I went on the hunt for this. What you'll find if you look for this particular plant online will be a lot of extracts that are created out of the fruit. These are great because they're stable, they travel well, and they come as like a little dry tablet. But for the purposes of my class, I really wanted to have the real deal, the real fruit. And it turns out that there are growers of this plant that can be found in the U.S. in South Florida. So just go online and look for South Florida growers of miracle fruit, and you can actually order not only the fresh picked fruits that can be shipped to you on ice, you can even get the plant itself. So enjoy. Here is your homework from your professor for this taste experiment. I want you to take a whole fresh or defrosted frozen miracle fruit into your mouth. Crush it slightly with your teeth, just until you hit the seed. And then I want you to let those juices seep out and roll all over your tongue. You can also try this with a miracle fruit extract tablet. Patience is key here. You need to allow the miraculin, that amazing glycoprotein we talked about earlier, some time to take effect. At least a full minute, or even two. Now, if you're using the whole fruit, you're going to actually be able to detect when the miraculin starts to work, because you're going to start sensing a tingly feeling on your tongue and a hint of sweetness. That's because the miracle fruit itself is slightly acidic and will begin activating things at the receptor site. Next, I want you to take a slice of lemon or a shot glass full of vinegar or lemon juice. Drink or squeeze and suck on the juice. You should be experiencing the amazing flavor of the most delicious lemonade or the most delicious vinegar cocktail you've ever experienced. And you're going to get this without the negative health effects of added sugars. You can also taste experiment with other sour foods in your fridge. So one of my personal favorites is sour cream. With the benefit of miracle fruit, it tastes just like creamy sweetened ice cream to me. You have lots of other sour foods in your fridge as well. I haven't tried this with pickles yet, but I'm sure it's going to be an interesting experience if you give it a go. Next time on Foodie Pharmacology, we'll investigate another one of my favorite psychoactive beverages. In addition to the stimulating effects of caffeine found in this brew, it is also filled with some amazing health-promoting compounds like polyphenols and catechins that deliver a healthy, powerful antioxidant punch to your body. Some people drink it black, others prefer it green. Join me next time as we explore the incredible medicinal properties of Camellia sinensis, the source of green and black tea. We're also going to have an amazing talk with a very special guest on the show about the tea beverage market. Seth Goldman is the TEO Emeritus of Honest Tea, which he co-founded in 1998 with the aim of delivering organic and less sweetened beverages to the consumer market using fair trade principles. We're going to learn a bit more about the business of tea as well as the chemistry. So join me next time. I'm Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you've been listening to Foodie Pharmacology, the podcast for the food curious, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia at the Emory University Center for Digital Scholarship. Get updates on our latest episodes, including pictures of the amazing miracle fruit, by following or liking our Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page. You can also subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. Spread the word. We'd love to reach more listeners. If you've got a great idea for a future show, reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Quave Ethnobot, spelled Quaveethnobot, or you can message me on Facebook. Leave a comment on one of our posts. Thanks a bunch. I'll see you next time.